Welcome to the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast. My name is Jeremy Vaught from Triathlon Radio at triathlonradio.com. And this episode is brought to you by When Big Boys Try at whenbigboystry.com. Get the humorous, inspirational book by Michael Page titled When Big Boys Try. Also, check out the comprehensive American Medical Society for Sports Medicine articles on injuries at Beginner Triathlete. D3Multisports.com brings dozens of detailed training plans to BeginnerTriathlete.com subscribers. Just go to BeginnerTriathlete.com and click on Training Plans to view the list, become a Gold member to get online coaching with these plans. On today's inaugural episode, we have Aaron, or Jeep Fleeb, as he's known in the forums. He's got a great story, and I really enjoyed talking to him. So let's just jump right into it. How did you get started with triathlon, Aaron?
I got started, depends if you want the long or the short version. I really got started in it accidentally. I was training to do my first marathon and ran that race. I was just completely into running, wanted to do more and more endurance stuff. And I think it was three weeks after my first marathon, I was running the Little Rock Half Marathon, came up with a stress fracture at about mile 8 or so. And afterwards, came back home. I didn't want to lose all my cardio fitness, but I couldn't run anymore. So I went to my local bike store and bought a hybrid bike and started riding my bike back and forth to school. And I got used to that after a couple of weeks and started to enjoy it. So I looked online and found a duathlon. It was just run bike, and that's all I had to do. So I thought, sure, why not? And finished that. Didn't do terribly well, obviously, on a hybrid bike, but finished it and liked the whole multi-sport thing. And the same race production company was doing a triathlon 2 weeks later. So I thought, why not? I'll jump in the pool and see if I can do it because it sounds like fun.
So 2 weeks after doing a duathlon, you did your first triathlon.
Yeah, just hopped in the pool. It wasn't like an actual lap pool even. It was just my little townhome communities, you know, just a regular swimming pool, just doing back and forth laps, just trying to figure out how to do it.
How did that go? Did you feel pretty good about it? Obviously, you must have liked
certainly
it.
I enjoyed doing it. I was certainly real, real nervous on race day. Didn't quite know what I was doing and didn't finish very well at all, obviously, but I enjoyed it. I couldn't get enough of it. And immediately when I came home, we got online and started looking for more races.
And so how many did you do that first year?
The first year, I'd have to go back and it was 12 or 13 triathlons that year.
Wow. That is a whole lot of triathlons. And have you kept that pace up since then?
It's increased a good bit this year. I see we're in, middle of June right now? I think I'm up to 28 races total, which include marathoning and triathlons.
Is that right?
Yeah, I am truly a race addict. I cannot stop myself.
That's amazing. What part of the country do you live in to have so many races?
Fort Worth, just west of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's a good part of the country. Dallas has a lot of races, and I can travel to Austin and Houston for stuff there too.
Sure. And do you travel much farther outside of that to go to more races, or are they pretty local?
I've done a handful of out of state races, but the majority of it's inside of Texas.
Okay. Well, that's pretty impressive. So, how have you done with your injury?
Oh, it took me a couple of weeks to get over it, but certainly haven't really had anything significant come up since. Just, you know, a few aches and pains all triathletes are going to get.
Sure. So you've been just fine since then. So what's a typical week look like for you with your training?
Typical week is usually train pretty heavily towards the beginning of the week, trying to put in my longer rides and usually I'll do a whole lot of running these days for my training. I race so often, I usually get in good fast pace runs then. And for my training, I actually train on power cranks on my bike, which work my legs a whole lot better than my normal cranks. So usually that keeps my legs in good shape. So a whole heavy lot of cycling at the beginning of the week and trying to swim just about every single day if I can.
Okay. Now, now we're going to we have a lot of new triathletes, so explain what a power crank is.
Well, the way a normal crank, fixed cranks would work on a bike is you press down on one pedal and the pedal on the opposite side would come up. Power cranks have kind of a clutch device inside of them so that whenever you press on one pedal down, it has no effect on the other one. So not only do I have to push each pedal down, but you have to pull them both back up. So you're working that entire muscle range throughout the whole motion. It's kind of like doing one-legged drills, but you're doing them with both legs at the same time.
And so obviously you attribute that to some of your success, and you think that really helps?
Certainly. That's had a lot to do with it, I think, especially with my bike speeds. It's just made an unbelievable difference going from last season to this year.
I haven't seen too many people using those. Is that more common in the Texas area, or is this just something that you've picked up on and you really enjoy doing, or do you see other people in your area doing it?
I believe the company is based in California, actually, and I've talked to a lot of people. I know a lot of people and other cyclists have heard of them, but very few people, whenever they talk to me about them, have actually seen someone using them. So it's kind of an expensive part to add onto a bike. You could get a low-end bike for the cost of just these cranks.
Right. So do you have a separate bike for that?
The original hybrid bike I started doing triathlons on. I've also have a road bike that I use for my training that I keep the power cranks on, and then I have a triathlon bike that I race on now.
Okay. And how did you come across beginnertriathlete.com?
Well, I came home the day of my very first triathlon, and I was completely hooked. I knew I had to do more, so it was kind of looking for informational articles, and that's how I stumbled on the Beginner Triathlete. And that's all I was doing at first, through all of those, and then decided to start looking on the forums.
So you looked on the forums. Have you been able to continue to learn with beginnertriathlete.com?
Oh, absolutely. The number of people who were on there who were just perfectly willing to help with any sort of questions is just amazing. I've always been so surprised at just how good of a community is on Beginner Triathlete. And that plus the training logs, being able to look back at my workouts and all the different features they put into that just blows me away. And stuff, most of it's for free, too. So that's just made an amazing difference in my training.
Absolutely. So you use the training logs.
Oh, absolutely. Being able to look at just exactly how many hours, total mileage, all that you put into different disciplines, little graphing features, to be able to just look at a graph and see over the last few weeks how much you've been biking and swimming and kind of visually compare everything is just fantastic.
So what are your goals going forward?
Right now, I'm getting ready to do Ironman Florida at the end of the season. That'll be my second Ironman. And after that, next year is the last year I have in my age group, so I want to kind of focus on shorter sprints and Olympic distances.
Are you going to keep up the same pace as you go forward?
That's what I'm hoping to. I'd like to do it for this kind of pace, but for longer and longer distances. Next year's the last year in my age group. The year after that, I go to be in the 25 to 29-year-old group, and there's a lot more people. The competition gets a lot harder, so I'm not planning on being as successful within my age group then. So all five of the American Ironmans in 1 year, not necessarily to have the fastest time at every single one, but just to be able to do a large number of long-distance triathlons like that in a year.
Wow, that's a pretty good goal.
Yeah, certainly is ambitious. And then down the road, even ultra distance, doing the double and triple Ironmans is something I'd like to get into.
Okay. Well, you're definitely a go-getter, I'll give you that. What does your diet look like throughout the week?
I try and keep it as healthy as I possibly can. Lots of whole grain foods and lots of fruits and vegetables. And I've cut out all sorts of, like, lots of red meat. I really don't eat anymore. Any super sugary foods, sodas, stuff like that, I've just tried to cut out. And as far as, like, total calories, I train a whole lot, so I have to have a lot of calories. I usually have probably about, during a normal week, I'll probably eat about, or a normal day, I'll eat about 3,500 calories. But with such a high training volume, even that's just barely able to really maintain my weight. I was doing that last year and during my first season and just training so much, I still ended up losing about 50 to 60 pounds during that first year.
Oh, okay. Wow. And were those pounds that you could afford to lose?
Oh, yes. If you want to let me go into the full story of it, I was 280 pounds towards the end of high school, and a friend of mine, my son, before my meet, to run cross country, and it was just show him that I could actually do it, had to back stand up for myself, so I joined the cross country team, and was the absolute worst guy out there, but I finished the entire season, and by the end of it, I actually started to like running, and through college, just kind of kept it up casually, running 2-3 miles in the gym, and that was about it. Then started working with a guy who had just run his first marathon, and he was a huge runner. He loved distances. He wanted to do ultra marathons more than anything in the world, and he was able to talk me into doing my first half marathon, and did finish that, crossed the finish line completely out of breath. First thing I thought was I could never, ever run a marathon, and a year later, I was back at the same race running the marathon.
And the rest is history.
No, exactly. It just never stopped from there.
So now you always run with an American flag?
Yeah, that's my tradition, yes.
What's the story with that?
That started with, I had a series of races leading up to my first marathon, and it started with a 5K that was on 9/11. It was in Dallas and called the Freedom Run 5K. So it was kind of a 9/11 anniversary run. It happened to be on 9/11 that year, so I had a big 3x5 foot American flag I had hanging up on my living room wall, and thought, just why not? It's just a 5K. I'll go run carrying a huge flag.
Yeah.
And there was actually two or three people other out there doing kind of a similar thing. And I would run past people, and they'd smile and wave at me, and other people seemed to love it. And I'd see like old World War II veterans would salute me as I ran by. Nice. I just thought, wow, this is great. And I had a 10K a few weeks later, and just thought, well, I'll do it one more time. Why not? And then I had a half marathon a few weeks later, and thought, why not? And it just never stopped from there.
Wow, well, that's a great story.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So is that just the run races then, not the triathlons?
Oh, no, that's everything.
Oh, that's everything. Oh, excellent.
It's a 3x5 foot flag, and I have a 6 foot pole. It's in two pieces, so I can take it apart and just leave it sitting on a towel and transition.
Oh, nice.
And then actually for my bike, I have a little 3x5 inch flag that I just have zip tied onto my seat tube. So, yeah, that's my little tradition now.
That's a great tradition, and everybody will, everyone can see you coming, and your family can pick you out easily, I'm sure.
Exactly. I'm always the easiest person to find at races.
That's great. Well, if you had any kind of advice to pass on to newer triathletes, what would you tell them?
The most important thing is really just consistently. You don't have to go straight into training for an Ironman right when you start. That may have been what I did, but I'm not really normal that much. But just slow, consistent, steady work and steady progress. It seems like it takes a long time, but eventually you get to be really good at all in practice.
Well, that's excellent advice. I think we're pretty much out of time for what we do.
Okay, then.
Well, thanks for coming on, Aaron. I really appreciate it. And cut. Thanks again, Aaron. Thanks for being such a champ with my technological issues. I've gotten everything squared away now, so at least from this end of the microphone, things should improve. Support BeginnerTriathlete.com and become a performance member to get detailed training plans, exclusive articles, and enhanced training log features such as graphs, advanced editing functions, training plan analyzer, 5-day weather forecast feeds, and an equipment tracker. Just click on the Our Services link for details on memberships. Also, check out Triathlon Radio at triathlonradio.com for more great podcasts about this sport we love. Subscribe to this podcast at www.podcast.beginnertriathlete.com and keep an eye out for more great fellow members on the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast. Thanks for listening.